This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, June 28th, 2017, Gary DiCarlo, the voice behind Steam's 1969 number one hit, Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye, dies of lung cancer at the age of 75. On this day in 2016, Scotty Moore, the guitarist who backed Elvis Presley both live and on his earliest recordings, passes away at the age of 84. It was Moore, along with bassist Bill Black, who recorded Presley's first hit records, including Heartbreak Hotel, Blue Suede Shoes, Hound Dog, and Jailhouse Rock. On this day in 2010, Bill O'Coin, who, as Kiss's manager, turned four young New York City kids into a rock group that would sell more than 100 million albums, dies from complications of prostate cancer at the age of 66. O'Coin not only got them their first recording contract, he ferociously marketed their merchandise, which included makeup, a Kiss comic book, and even a pinball machine. On this day in 1997, Bob Carlyle's album, Butterfly Kisses, becomes the first contemporary Christian album to hit number one on the Billboard 200. Written for his daughter Brooke's 16th birthday, the title track received a Dove Award for Song of the Year, as well as a Grammy Award for Best Country Song. On this day in 1986, Wham! Draws a sellout crowd of 75,000 to their farewell concert at Wembley Stadium in London. During their career, the duo of George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley had sold more than 38 million records. And on this day, June 28, 1978, members of what group are named Deputy Ambassadors of Goodwill by UNICEF? A year before, they scored their biggest hit, which was what? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 28, 1978, members of the group Kansas are named Deputy Ambassadors of Goodwill by UNICEF. In 1977, they scored their biggest hit with Dust in the Wind.